Special Inyan Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which is where we are right now. Very good. Is to daven, is to say the tefillah of the Shla Kadosh, to say the prayer for children, that you should be zocha to get married, Mirat Hashem, and not just to be married, but to be zocha to have children, Mirat Hashem, Zera Chaya V'Kayama, to have healthy children, physically, spiritually, emotionally, on all levels, and as an Inyan to daven for that. So with that in mind, let us, maybe we'll sing V'zakeini L'gadol Banim, Uvnei Banim, and we want our children to be Me'irin Es Ha'olam, that there'll be a light, there'll be a light to the world. Of course, we pray for ourselves to be a light, that we can be a light. That's how your children, as Hashem and your wife, will bring more light to the world. This world is called dark. Tashas choshech v'layla. This world, Olam Hazeh, is doima l'layla. This world is comparable to the darkness, to nighttime. And we all have the ability to shine and to be a light, to be something that is uplifting for somebody else, to be a atem, to be a mamlachas kayhanim, to be someone who shines to us as a nation. Right? We're a nation that's a light unto the world, a light unto the nations. And each individual can be a light for somebody else. So with that in mind, let's Zakeini
J.M.S. Zerakoy. Oh.
It's a very, very special time. Very, very special time for the Jewish people. As we mentioned, it's Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, as the Torah tells us in Parshas Shmos, in Sefer Shmos, Parshas Yisro, Perek Yotes, Bachodesh Hashlishi. Literally in a few hours, is Chodesh Hashlishi, Nisan Iyar Sivan, the month, as we know from the Parsha, it says Yoim HaShishi. Right, everyone knows the Chazal, Yoim HaShishi. Yoim HaShishi Vayichulu HaShemayim. Why does it say Yoim HaShishi? It doesn't say Yoim HaChamishi, the fifth day. It doesn't say Yom HaRavi, Yom HaShlishi, but Yom HaShishi. So what does Chazal say? Chazal say HaShishi, the sixth day, which is Vav Sivan, which is Kabbalah HaTorah. Bishvil HaTorah, Bishvil Yisrael, the whole entire world. Incredible. The whole entire world, the Tachlis, the purpose of Hashem creating the world is right here. B'chodesh HaShlishi L'tzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. We, the Jewish people, are always celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim. We got out of Mitzrayim. Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban, at the end of Sefer Shmos, at the end of Bo, I'm sorry, has a whole lengthy arichas of why we're always saying Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm happy we got out of Mitzrayim. I'm happy we got out of Mitzrayim.
Does that only apply to Mitzrayim, or like when the hostages got free?
Is that beautiful, Avi. So that's exactly the point. Beautiful, Avi. That's exactly the point. It's not only when the hostages get free. Not only. When my hostage within myself gets free. What's the pshat they're hostages? It's always a lesson. Everything's a lesson. Why does Hashem make things happen? Of course, we want to be more sensitive to the literal hostages. And we have to think about Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. We have to think about the Jewish people who are suffering. But it's really a representation of what am I an Eved to? Who is my master? Who's mastering me? Who's the one who controls my life? Does my anger control my life? Does my whatever it might be control my life? Usually it's taivas, it's desires, or it's anger. Those are very, very prominent and fundamental things that stop a person from being free, that hold him hostage, that hold a person. If I only could be released from Mitzrayim. I was never in Egypt, meaning not that I remember. I mean, we all were in Egypt, but like Avi's saying, it's all a lesson that every Jew is leaving Mitzrayim. But why am I leaving Mitzrayim? Why am I leaving Egypt? Where am I going? Where am I going? The answer is, I'm going by Yoim HaShlish, by Chodesh HaShlishi, Letzeis B'nei Yisrael, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, by Yoim HaZeh, by Yom HaZeh, the Torah says. Why does the Torah say, by Yoim HaZeh, they came to Midbar Sinai? It says, by Yom HaZeh, Bo Midbar Sinai, they came to the desert. This week's parasha is what? The desert, by Midbar. The Midbar, which we're going to talk about. What does that mean? By Yoim HaZeh, today, tonight is by Yoim HaZeh. We all came to Har Sinai tonight. Some of the tzaddikim say that Svira in a certain way is like over in a certain way. Why do we say in Dayenu? What do we say in Dayenu? Ilu kervanu amakom to Har Sinai. That would be enough. Because what was the tachlis of leaving Mitzrayim? What's the tachlis? What's the purpose? Tachlis means what's the purpose? What's the finale of leaving Mitzrayim? Is that you're not the servant of who? Of Paro. So who are you the servant of? You're the servant of Hashem. I don't want to be a slave to my anger. I don't want to be a slave to my desires. Who do I want to be a slave to? And I don't mean slave in a negative way. Who do I want to serve? I want to serve my master. I want to serve Hashem. I want to serve my father, my king, my everything, the Rabbeinu Shloilam, the one who created me. That's who I want to serve. I don't want to serve, right? What do we have on our sweatshirts? Kno, K-N-O-W, no Hashem, no fear. You know why we fear things? The Balei Musar say, what does it mean to have Yiras Hashem? It means you're only afraid of Hashem. That's the only thing you're afraid of. I'm not afraid what people are going to say. I'm not afraid of what's going to be in my future. I'm not afraid of this. I'm not afraid of that. I only have fear. When I say fear, it doesn't mean that Hashem's going to punish me. It means that I have in front of me a relationship with Hashem. And I only have one person, so to speak. Hashem's not a person. I only have one being, one to answer to. And that's to Hashem, which is ultimately myself. Ultimately myself. Because at the end of the day, who's the person who you have to answer to? You could lie to the guy next to you. You could lie to this. You could even try and lie to yourself. But at the end of the day, Vayoyim Azeh Bo Har Sinai, the reason each and every one of us is put in this world, B'Shvil HaTorah, B'Shvil Yisrael, Shenikru Reishis, Yoyim Ha Shi, the whole purpose of the creation of the world. And people don't like to hear this because it's very, very, very scary to say why the world is created. I'd rather question why the world is created. I'd rather be a sophisticated or a pseudo, a what?
Philosopher,
thank you. I'd rather be a philosopher and say, well, I don't know what I believe in. I'm sophisticated on this. At the end of the day, it's very, very clear. B'shvil HaTorah Shenikru Reishis, B'shvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis. That's why Hashem created the world. Hashem created the world for the Jewish people. Hashem created the world for the Torah. Does that mean that Goyim are not very important? Does that mean Brias, the world, the entire world? Chas v'shalom, of course. Every human being, every creature. There's no other nation in the world that, there's no other nation in the world that when they fight a war, they send leaflets first to warn the people that, by the way, you know, move the innocent children out of the way. And there's no other nation in the world who they're attacking that we are, you know, don't know how to have our morals straight. That's the craziness of the world. The craziness of the world is the Jewish people are the only people who teach the world sensitivity to other people, to other beings, to other, right? I was just talking to someone, right, about the, if people would know what goes on in Muslim countries, the women, the abuse, the disgusting, the way they treat women, the way they treat animals. They hang up, I'm sure you guys could see it. They hang up in whatever, animals hang up to eat them, to eat any animal, to eat anything. The Torah has a specific way to make sure the animal doesn't suffer, the quickest way, the most sensitive, the Rachmanim. How do you know you're a Yid? Rachmanim, it's one of the things we have. We have Rachmanis. It hurts me. We're sensitive. The world was created. Hashem didn't create the world in order for everybody to have a party. Now, it's very interesting. It's interesting that there's so many people. There's 6 billion, 7 billion, I don't know how many people. 8 billion, Baruch Hashem, right? There are a lot of people in the world. And you're going to tell me, V'atem ti'uli mamlechas kayhanim v'goy kadosh, b'yoyim hazeh, each and every one of us here, everybody kafi madregaso, what are we doing here? Why am I in yeshiva? Why am I in Eretz Yisrael? Do you know the average person thinks Israel is the size of, the Soviet Union? Why? Because it's on the front page of always, who's everyone's always talking about Israel. Size of, right. Israel's a tiny little country that everybody wants a part of. You ever go to the old city? Go to the old city, hang out in the old city a little bit. You got this one. Everyone's trying to get. You got a big mosque on top of the Western one. They can't put their mosque somewhere else. What are they? Give us a little bit. That's all we're asking for. Saudi Arabia is a pretty big country. Iran, all the countries around us are massive. What do they want? They want a little piece of us. Why? Why? You know why? Because the whole entire tachlis of the world is right here. Right here. And you know what? And then you zero in on the Beis HaMikdash, go closer and closer and closer to the holiness of holiness. Why is there so much holiness in Eretz Yisrael. Where does that come from? Why is there holiness here in Moshav Matisyahu? Where does that come from? From Yushalayim. Where does the holiness of Yushalayim come from? Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash. Still. Do you know that? Still. Still. As of today, we still smell. We still want to connect ourselves to the Beis HaMikdash. What was the Beis HaMikdash? What was the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash was where Hashem, the Makom Yira Shalem, Yira, clarity of why I'm here on this world. What is Shavuos about? What is the Yom Tov of Shavuos about? You know what the Yom Tov of Shavuos about is? The Yom Tov of Shavuos is about clarity. The Yom Tov of Shavuos is, why am I here on this world? What am I doing on this world? Why am I here on this planet? Yes, it doesn't matter if you're 18 years old. Doesn't matter if you're 15 years old. Doesn't matter if you're 50 years old. To ask yourself, why am I here on this world? I'm here for a tachlis. I'm here for a very, very clear purpose. And I'm a Yid. I'm a Jew. Bayoim hazeh. Bayoim hazeh. The Mefarshim say, how come Shavuos doesn't have a date? There is no date for Shavuos. Pesach is when? Tesvav Nisan. Sukkot is when? Tesvav Tishrei, right? The Gemara learns out. Tesvav. What's the date of Shavuos? Guess what? We don't even know. It's a machlekes even. We don't even know. It comes out. It's not a conversation for now. It comes out. We don't even celebrate Shavuos on the right day, by the way. In America, maybe. Chutzlaretz, maybe. We don't necessarily, we miss the day. It is the day. It's not the day. It's a machlekes. We don't even know when Shavuos is, I would think, right? If I'm creating Judaism, I would think if there's one important day to know when I would know the date, right? It's like not knowing the anniversary. Good luck on that one, guys. And say, when's your anniversary? You can forget your birthday before you forget your anniversary. Don't ever forget your anniversary. Don't forget your anniversary. But imagine, that is when we married Hashem. We married the Torah. Was what? So what's the anniversary of the Jewish people in the Torah? I'm not really sure. Why not? So what are they going to... What's the answer? How come you guys didn't celebrate? What's the classic answer about Mother's Day? No, let's go. What's the answer? How come you didn't wish your mother a happy Mother's Day? Because...
Every
day is Mother's Day. So whoever said that had a little bit of a nevuah towards them, a little bit. Whoever made that up.
How can't we get
it? Because there's a truth to it.
How can't we get it?
We can't get it. We don't know what it is.
49 days.
We don't know. We don't know. Oh. 49 days. Is it really then? Is it a day? Sveika Dioma. When was it? When exactly was it? Every day is Mother's Day. Is that true or is it not true? You know what the answer is? It is true. It is true. Why? Why? Because every day you have to tell your mother you love her. And every day you have to tell your mother thank you. And every day, by the way, I just want to say, if you're able, especially with phones, if you're able to text your mother, WhatsApp your mother, if you're able to call your mother, not just to ask her to send you money or to talk about yourself, say, Mom, I'm just calling to check up on you. I want to see how you're doing. Your dad, okay, that's even a probably higher madrig a little bit. Your mother. Call your mother. Say, Mom, just want to say hi. See how you're doing. Right? She'll be like, whoa, everything okay? Every day is Mother's Day. What's the pshat? I know the name of the shiur. Everybody knows whoever his name is going to be. Every day is Mother's Day. It's actually a good name. It's a good way to attract everybody to the shiur. What's it called? Clickbait? Bait? Click. See, I'm a holding, Shalom. You like that? Clickbait. What's the pshat? Every day. Wow. That I get a clap for. Yeah, I got to learn more. I got to learn. Ari, you see, I got to learn more. I got to learn clickbait. So I'm trying to clickbait everybody over here, right? You know what I'm saying. You know what I mean by that. I want to share something with you that I think is so important. That's what I mean. That's why I say clickbait. I want to share something that's so important. There is no day that is a time for Kabbalah Satori. You know why? Because every day, by Yom Hazeh, you could connect to the Torah. You could connect to the Torah right this second. You could connect to the Torah whenever you want to connect. So what is Shavuos? Avi's asking. Avi, you're on the ball. I like that. Avi's tuned in. I like that. You can't just come in the middle of medical school 4 years in. You got to start in the beginning, you got to finish. You can't just come in the middle of law school and just show up. You can't just come in the middle of 11th grade. If you didn't go to 10th grade, 9th grade, you can't just show up to 7th grade. There's a ladder that we climb. But when it comes to Torah, when it comes to your relationship with Hashem, it doesn't work like that. When it comes to your relationship with Hashem, by Yom Hazeh, Hashem tells you every day is Mother's Day. Every day I want a call from you. Every day I need you. Every day I want you. Every day the purpose of my planet was created so I can have a relationship with you. If we can only imagine, if we can only imagine the desire that Hashem, Nis'ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyos Leidira B'Tachtonim, which means Hashem desires to have a relationship with me. Oh, I've done Averis. Oh, I've rejected him. Oh, I'm in my own world. Oh, I'm in my own head. He doesn't care. He just wants me. He just wants to be close to me. Every day he wants to hear from me. Every day I want to hear from you. So the Yetzirah makes it what? The Yetzirah makes it, it's a yoke. It's hard. It's annoying. Leave me alone. I want to be free. I want to do what I want. Leave me alone. That's the Yetzirah. That's how the Yetzirah talks. It's a burden. It's difficult. That's not the truth. It's not the truth. The truth is that every day Hashem, it says, Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim. Like the Mishnah says, every day, you mind passing me the tissues, Javi? Please. Every day, thank you. Every day it says there's a voice that cries and screams from Mount Sinai, from Mount Sinai. Every day. Every day. Every day there's a voice that says, Can we get together? Can we hang out together? Now, what's Hashem's love language? One of Hashem's love languages. What's one of his love languages? Acts of service. Very good. Very good. Right? Doing mitzvahs. Acts of service. What else? Quality time. How do you do quality time? Spite of this, he's going to say, right? Is that what you're going to say? Yeah. See, do I know you? Right. We got it. So far, we're good. So Momo Hatzadik, Nachum Shlomo Hatzadik says mitzvahs, to do mitzvahs. Yehuda says to do quality time, which is true. Can we get some more? What are we? Tefillin. I like that. Physical touch. Tefillin. Oh, wait. Go. Hold up. Quality time, we'll say, is a spodus. Let's look at this. Let's slow down here. So acts of service, let's say, is doing a mitzvah. Acts of service. Quality time. We have to remember all five of the, right? What else? Who said that? Words of affirmation. What's words of affirmation? What is it? That what? Tefillah. The Ragged Shover says, what is tefillah? Tefillah is what? Tefillah and Torah. What's the difference between Torah and Tefillah? There's a keeper. Guys, keeper. Yes. Momo. I like them. Who do you think Torah? Reuven Yonah. Come on, his older brother. Achimayru. He said it. He said it when he called you up for an aliyah. He said, Achi Moiri. What does Achi Moiri mean? My brother, my teacher. Okay, so we have acts. So the Ragged Shover says. Oh, yeah? Okay. So you have acts of service doing mitzvahs. You have quality time. You guys know what an espotus is? Espotus is a beautiful thing. Espotus is, we all do espotus, we just don't realize we do espotus. Espotus is to talk to Hashem. Say, Hashem, could you please help me? Hashem, how you doing? How was your day? I'm doing okay. I could use a little of this. People feel guilty sometimes. I keep on asking Hashem. It's good. It's fine. Ask for Hashem. That's what he wants. Thanking Hashem.
Is there too much asking?
Thanking Hashem. There's no too much asking. There's no too much asking. Hashem wants to hear from you, right? Ask your mother, is there too much to check on her and see how she's doing and connect with her? No. No.
Where do you get gifts?
Why?
That
why?
You're asking and then thank and then ask again.
Nice. I like that. Nice.
Gifts? Do we have gifts nowadays?
We'll talk about gifts in a second. That might be a little bit harder. We have to say what Torah is. What's Torah?
I could bring you as a problem.
What's Torah? Torah could be? Yeah, good, but that, good. Torah could be also physical touch. I'll tell you why I say that. Because Torah is the most intimate, the Baal HaTanya writes that Torah is yichud. It's like yichud with Hashem. It's like being very, very intimate when a person learns Torah. That's why it's so difficult. That's why Taiva and Torah usually go together. You guys know that? Ein Mayim ela Torah. And Mayim is also Taiva. You guys hear that? The Baal Taiva has the ability. If you're a real big Baal Taiva, that's the best news you could hear. If you have real burning desires, taivas, that's the best news. You know what it means? It means you have the ability to connect so much to Hashem and to be so close with Hashem. You could be so close with Hashem. Just what? It fell into a lower area and it fell into ice cream. It fell into cake. It fell into taivas nushim. It fell into your desire. The Vilna Gaon, the Gra says that taiva, what is this? It says this? Oh, nice. So what does it say physical touch? Okay, we'll have to look at it. Yeah, it's the Torah, very connected to the Torah. I just want to tell everybody here. It's so important to look at Hashem like that. When you look at Hashem as a relationship, by Yoyim Hazeh, Bo Midbar Sinai, today, the Bible says it. I didn't make it up. It's not a nice, cute Hasidic Shavart that it's like you came to Har Sinai. It says, by Yoyim Hazeh, today you could change your life. Today you could connect to Hashem. Every day you could go ahead and daven for your mother, for your father, for your siblings. Imagine calling up your little brother, your little sister and saying, hi, I want to check up on you. I want to see how you're doing. If you're the youngest, if you're the little brother, how good would you feel if an older sibling would call you up and say, or send you a message and say, just checking up on you. So people are going to be all macho and say, I don't care. I don't need that. I don't believe that. Yes, there's Yotzei Min HaKlal. There's always Yotzei Min HaKlal. It's always good to Yotzei Min HaKlal. Reuven Yonah Leitz, my Yotzei Min HaKlal. Oh, amazing, everybody. Amazing. Amazing. We're in such a holy, holy, holy time. It's such a beautiful, 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 beautiful time. Such a special time. Such a beautiful, beautiful. And the irony, we spoke a little bit about it today. This morning, we spoke a little bit. I want to give a big shout out, Rabbi Cohen, Rabbi Tzal Cohen. The Yetzirah, I like talking about the Yetzirah. You know, I like talking about the Yetzirah because you have to know your enemy. People want to say, no, there are no enemies. Everyone this. It's not true. They're enemies. There's a real enemy to your life, to enjoy your life in this world, in the next world. This world, the next world. Yitzhahara wants to keep you away from Hashem. Yitzhahara wants to keep you away from feeling good about yourself. Yitzhahara wants you to feel that you're not shayach to any of these love languages with Hashem. Yitzhahara just wants to keep you away from connecting to Hashem, relating to Hashem, feeling that Hashem loves me. What does Hashem wants so much to have a relationship with me? Hashem wants me. Hashem wants me just the way I am. Hashem forgives me. Hashem just wants to be close to me. He doesn't want me to not do Averis because he wants to control me. He wants me to be able to have a good life. He wants me to have a good family. He wants me to live on this world, however long we live on this world. And he wants me to realize how beautiful life can be. If you're not enjoying life, if things are hard for you in life, let me say this in the best way possible. It's of course there are challenges in life. Of course there are challenges in life. There are challenges in life, and life can be difficult. But life is supposed to be good for a person. Hashem created the world that he wants it to be good. He wants you to have good. He doesn't want you to suffer. He doesn't want you to suffer. He doesn't want you to have a miserable life. He doesn't want you to dread life. He wants you to feel happy. He wants you to feel good. He wants you to enjoy your wife and your children. He wants you to enjoy his Torah. Ki lekach toiv nasati lachem. He gave us a present. You know how painful it is for Hashem that when one of his children doesn't enjoy. You know, could you imagine you buy your child like a beautiful, I don't know what an example would be. You buy a car, you buy a beautiful present for your child, and your child. Please take this with Ari. Help me out over here. Please take this with pure non-judgment, because I have zero, at least that I know of. I don't think I have any judgment of this. Imagine you buy your son is a Lamborghini a good present? A Ferrari is a good present? I don't know what's... Yeah, that's a good present. Imagine you buy... Yeah, is that good?
What's up there?
What? What, a lollipop?
So whatever.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Imagine you buy your child. Please respond to this, because I don't want this to be taken in the wrong way. I'm giving a big intro. Everyone's curious what it's going to be, because I really don't want it to be what you might think it's going to be. Imagine you buy your child a Ferrari, and you put the keys. You give your son the key. Why are you buying it for him? I'm not talking about a dysfunctional parent who's trying to buy his children the love. I really want my son to enjoy this car, and I want him to literally drive around. And this child doesn't even... He's playing on his phone a driving car game. It's like... I got you like the real thing in the driveway. I got you the real thing in the driveway, but I'm so distracted. I'm so distracted. Everybody would agree, Ari, is that okay? Ari doesn't like it. So talk it out. Tell me, share with me. Why, meaning Hashem gives us a gift. Hashem loves us. Hashem loves me. And he just wants me to enjoy my life. It's not the pshat, don't fall into your tivus. It's not like, stop smoking. I don't want you to enjoy life. It's not. Oh, say that. Beautiful. He fit perfect. Say that question.
You can't just get in the car and drive away.
Yes, you can. Yes. Every day is Mother's Day. That's exactly it. That's my point. Did you hear what Shrilly said? Exactly what I'm trying to say. But I can't just go in the car and drive. Yes, you can. Loi me aver la yam. Loi ba shamayim. It's not far. Ki karei velecha hadavar ma'id. It's not complicated. The Yetzirah makes it. I can't just go in the car and drive. I got to go to therapy. I got to go to rehab. I got to this. You might need to go to therapy. You might need to go to rehab. I'm not disagreeing. But it's not so complicated. Hashem is right there. He just wants you. It's kikara ve'lecha hadavar ma'id. Beficha u'bilvavcha. We make it like, okay, now I got to change my life. I got to give up all of my stuff. I got to stop drinking. I got to go to rehab. I'm back to the rehab and the therapy. I got to go to rehab. I got to go to therapy. No, you don't. You might not need to go to rehab. You might not need to go to therapy. You just might need to realize that the car is right in the driveway. Now you're going to say, okay, what does that mean? Good. That's a good question. But it's really there. It's really right under your nose. Bayoyim azeh bo midbar Sinai. Bayoyim azeh, it's the Bible. This is alive. It's telling me today. It's not telling me in a week from now. It's not telling me there's a date. And I want to tell you, oh, Momo, I'm excited. Let me hear from Momo. Because I'm so excited. Yeah, go.
I feel like sometimes the case feels like it's more like, let's say somebody has a kid who's run over by a Ferrari like 17 times. And his father knows that, and he knows that anytime his kid sees a Ferrari, he has like a full-blown panic attack, or he buys him the Ferrari and says, you need to drive.
Yeah, so that's a different metaphor. No, that's a different metaphor. I agree. Sometimes the kid just needs to go back to his basement and play Red Dead Redemption 2. I agree. I'm not disagreeing. I agree. 100%. Sometimes a kid just needs to be left alone because he was forced to drive the beat-up station wagon that his father told him was a Ferrari. I don't know. We can make up the mushroom. Anyway, let's learn some Hilchos Lashon Hara. Hi.
Avak Lashon Hara is speech that hints at something negative or instigates the listener to speak Lashon Hara. Even if you don't explicitly speak Lashon Hara but hint at something, it is still forbidden. Example, I don't even want to tell you what he did. To answer a question by replying, I can't tell you, it's Lashon Hara, still falls under the category of Avak Lashon Hara.
Have a wonderful first day of the rest of your life.